It's the Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be pod-smacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
Here I am, and here is episode number 150. Welcome to the show. Today, I'm featuring a great broadcast from WBAP in Dallas, Texas. Talking about the events of Charlottesville, North Carolina, Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend. We'll get to that in a second. I want to thank our sponsors for being a part of this. Dr. Alex Nelson, chiropractor. If you've got hip pain, knee pain, back pain, can I recommend decompression for herniated low back disc? Can I recommend electrical stimulation? These things work. They have saved me. Particularly the spinal adjustment with regard to my lower back and my neck. If you're in Kansas City, will you check out fountainoflifecairo.com? Fountainoflifecairo.com or call 816-741-4711. 816-741-4711. They are on Congress Avenue, North Congress Avenue in Kansas City. Fountainoflifecairo.com. Also, Grass Monsters KC, the best ever American-made mowers. Like the Dixie Chopper. You ought to check out the Z2. Z2 is a residential mower, but it's a badass. You can have up to a 54-inch deck on this thing, 23 horsepower, an elite cutting system, three cutting widths, discharges large amounts of grass, and it looks great. Looks like you did it by hand almost, ladies and gentlemen. Dixie Chopper, and of course, they've also got these wonderful mowers made in Kansas called Hustlers. GrassMonstersKC.com. That's their website, 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown, Missouri. GrassMonstersKC.com. Enjoy the show.
This is the news and talk of Texas. Now, it's the Rick Roberts Show on 820 AM, 99.5 FM, HD2, News Talk 820, WBAP.
Well, I know there's got to be a few hundred million more like me just trying to keep it free.
Rick Roberts starts.
Rick Roberts starts right now.
Rob Carson filling in on News Talk 820 WBAP. TGIM, ladies and gentlemen, TGIM. One of the reasons is I the weekend's over and I don't have to do any more of the honey-do list. And second is I could not wait to get on the air today. To cover the madness that happened in Charlottesville, to cover the most inane, immature, inflammatory rhetoric from media and politicians I have ever heard in my life. They should many be completely ashamed of some of the things they said, and some of the things they said have put us in this position. By the way, unite the right. Unite the right that had this headed up this Charlottesville thing with Jason Kessler. He's the guy who put this thing together, and he got the permit to go there and protest. Unite the right. You want to know how long Unite the Right has been around? Since May 15th. You're right about the time they filed for the permit to protest the taking down of the General Lee Monument. Unite the Left already happened. Did you hear about the Unite the Left rally? It was called the Women's March in Washington, D.C. Yeah, the Unite the Left March already happened. They just didn't call it the Unite the Left March. All the groups were there. Soros-backed, communists, Antifa, as radical as they possibly get. A murderer, actually, out of jail, was one of the keynote speakers. Unite the Left already happened. Unite the Left has been going on for a long time. Unite the Left happened on Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. Unite the Left. They got together and they broke windows and they burned a limousine and they raised hell and they threw rocks. And the left has been throwing urine bombs and bricks at police for a couple of years now. Unite the Left has been around for a while. Yeah, Unite the Left is already. This came around May 15th. This guy, Jason Kessler, decides to get together. And it's not uniting the right. I am a conservative. You can call me somebody who's on the right. If I knew that there were going to be white supremacists at this march and I was going to be thrown in with them, I wouldn't have attended. You know, the left is always saying, and by the way, if you want to call 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. If you have thoughts, I got so much audio to get to. I have so many thoughts to get to. This was a permitted protest by a bunch of despicable people. And there was a time in this country when those despicable people could get together and they would be caterwauled and they would be yelled at and they would be booed. But now, the radical left, which has shown that it is a violent mob, it is a violent mob that shows up armed at Berkeley, at Trump rallies, at Trump rallies when he was running for president. And everybody knew this was going to happen. Everybody knew these guys were going to show up. You know, I used to say of flag burners, I said, you know, I don't want to make flag burning illegal. You just don't pay attention to them. Doesn't matter what they think. We got another running back or a receiver, I don't have the story in front of me, decided to sit during the national anthem this weekend. Don't pay any attention to them. Don't pay any attention to them. So it all started on Friday. And the president, of course, came out and said something on Saturday. It wasn't enough. Here's what he initially said about the groups involved in the violence in Charlottesville.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time.
Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. It's been going on for a long, long time.
Yeah, and you know why? And I mean, I saw some just unbelievable things. John Oliver last night on whatever his stupid show is. Just, I mean, using the most vile, vitriolic, violent rhetoric. We're going to hear some audio from a variety of media personalities. We're going to hear from the mayor of Charlottesville, a dedicated leftist. Some of the things that were said were just unbelievable. And you know why the left was angry about what Donald Trump said? Because he didn't condemn the groups they wanted him to condemn. Because by saying what he said, he implied the truth, which is the lion's share of violence the last couple of years in this country has come from the left. And it wouldn't have made any difference if he would have. He just condemned the KKK and the whatever. It wouldn't have made any difference. Mike Huckabee talked about this weekend.
Well, at the time when he spoke, he was very clear in condemning what happened. And he denounced it. I don't know what else he could do.
He just didn't denounce the right groups. He decided to include some others that needed to be included, but the left didn't want to be recognized.
Because at the time, we didn't know the name of the person. We didn't know what that person was about. I mean, nobody knew. I think it was smart not to jump to a conclusion. We would have condemned him for that.
Now, listen, nobody knew who the guy in the car was. Nobody knew why it happened. I got to tell you, I was very, very disappointed with the news coverage on Fox News. Doug McKelvey was out there when the event happened, and he had this guy called himself a citizen journalist out there, and he had a very skewed perspective. He didn't even bother. Doug McKelvey didn't even bother to ask the guy why he was covered with dust from tear gas, why he had been maced. All right, he just took it. You're a citizen journalist. The president didn't say anything because we didn't know anything. It was mayhem. It was chaos. Your thoughts are welcome, guys. 800-288-WBAP. I think the white supremacist star, despicable, awful, what they did on Friday with the torches was a throwback. It was terrifying. It was wretched. It was sickening. I also think what the Westboro Baptist Church does, sickening. I think a lot of the times Black Lives Matter and certainly Antifa. Antifa, what a stupid Antifa. We're the Antifa. Antifa. Antifa is the best you could come up with. Wow. Woo. We're the Antifa, who, by the way, dress like ISIS soldiers. Cover their, they wear all black, and they cover their eyes, and they put handkerchiefs on their faces, and that's not terroristic. And there aren't Democrat politicians condemning that. Throwing bottles of ice water at police officers in Seattle. Yelling at the police officers, spraying silly string into their faces. There was some violence in Seattle, too. Oh, and did you know also at this event that happened in Charlottesville, did you know that many of the Black Lives Matter protesters, after the white supremacists dispersed, were saying F the police? You didn't know that, did you? A little more from Mike Huckabee.
Look, here's the fact. No matter what Donald Trump says, there are going to be people who will condemn his every word, his every action. So I think we have to kind of just dismiss that. Did he condemn what happened? Yes, he did. And nothing will ever satisfy the Trump haters.
No.
And there are a lot of Trump haters within the Republican Party who jumped on him as well.
And they did. And today the president came out. Two days later, he came out and finally said what needed to be heard. The left loved the fact that he didn't just point out the KKK and the whatever white groups were involved there. They loved it. That was exactly what they wanted to do, because they can further tie him into the, well, it used to be racist. But now you see in this country, because racism has been cried so many times over the decades, so many times, it's falling on deaf ears. So they've upped the ante a little bit to white supremacist. White privilege. Wasn't just one side that was at fault in Charlottesville. Your thoughts on this are welcome. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. You can also write me personally. CarsonOnTheRadio@gmail.com. CarsonOnTheRadio@gmail.com. We're here for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes. We've got a lot to get to, and I want to hear your thoughts on it. My name is Rob Carson. You are listening to News Talk 820 WBAP.
Here is your WBAP Right Now Traffic Watch, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Good news in Dallas County. Finally, 45 southbound at Overton, the accident scene with the hazmat spill and 18-wheeler finally cleared, so all lanes are back open. In Denton County, Sam Rayburn Tollway southbound at Standridge, that cleared just a few seconds ago. 183 eastbound at the off-ramp to Loop 12, emergency road work, so that ramp is blocked off. And in Granbury, Highway 377 both directions, at Old Granbury Road, the roadway is shut down due to a major wreck. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. With the WBAP Right Now Traffic Watch, I'm Maria Miller.
North Korea.
They will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power. The people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough? Maybe it wasn't tough enough.
The North Korean conflict.
And it's about time that somebody stuck up for the people of this country and for the people of other countries.
24/7 coverage and breaking news at once.
I talk. It's about time. Somebody has to do it.
News Talk 820, WBAP, WBAP.com.
When health or allergies are the issue, call Dowerth and ask about Extreme Clean.
Structured Foundation Repairs wants to make sure you're on the lookout for foundation problems this time of year. Hi, I'm Brad Barton, and along with Hal J, we're both very satisfied customers of Structured Foundation Repairs. You know, this is when our clay soils begin to dry out, and they can shrink by as much as 10%. And when it shrinks like that, the soil develops cracks, becomes less dense, and therefore can't support the weight of your house, so it settles. Now, if your slab moves up and down seasonally as a result of changes in moisture content, well, that's normal, and they'll be glad to tell you that when they come out and inspect it. But if you're dealing with cracks in your brick and wallboard, or windows and doors that don't open or close properly, Aggie Engineering graduate Tom Kidd will let you know what's causing the unwanted movement and then custom design a plan to address it. Hal and I both had Structured fix our foundations. They did it in one day, cleaned up perfectly afterward, and guaranteed their peers with a transferable lifetime warranty. The sooner you call and address your foundation problems, the easier and less expensive the fix is going to be. So don't wait, even if it's a question. Call 972-484-1200. That's That's 972-484-1200, structuredfoundation.com.
Summer is winding down. Life is starting to get busy again. It's more important than ever to get a great night's sleep. Marley McCormick here for Simple Sleep Services. If you or a loved one suffers from sleep apnea, let the folks at Simple Sleep Services help you. Your diagnosis will come from a board-certified sleep physician using the latest technology, and it's covered by most insurance. Get more information at SimpleSleepServices.com. SimpleSleepServices.com. No CPAP, no surgery, no implants, just simple sleep.
They're 100% invisible, clear natural sound, no daily hassles, and no batteries to change. Talking about Lyric hearing aids, the contact lens for your ear. Lambo here for Carson Hearing Care in Fort Worth, where they've got the latest technology with the Lyric hearing aids. And at the end of the month, they're having a two-day special event on August 30th and 31st with a complimentary Lyric screening. Call 817-789-4947. That's 817-789-4947 to make an appointment or go to carsonhearing.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5555. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5555 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5555 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5555.
Rain, ice, hail, tornadoes, or just some good old sunshine. When it's weather, Brad Barton is all over it. News Talk 820, WBAP, WBAP.com.
Nancy Pelosi is calling for the firing of Steve Bannon for Donald Trump's weak response on Saturday to the violence that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here's a little bit from what the president had to say today.
To anyone who acted criminally in this weekend's racist violence, you will be held fully accountable. Justice will be delivered. As I said on Saturday, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America. And as I have said many times before, no matter the color of our skin, we all live under the same laws. We all salute the same great flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God.
So there's the beginning of it. And then here's what the left wanted him to say. All things would be better. 2 days late, things are going to be better.
We must love each other, show affection for each other, and unite together in condemnation of hatred, bigotry, and violence.
Come on.
We must rediscover the bonds of love and loyalty that bring us together as Americans. Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK. Neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as America.
Okay. Now, everything should be better, right? He said what the left wanted to hear. He condemned those groups. We should be able to come together now, right? Yeah. Said what they wanted him to say.
All together shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it.
Yeah.
Now. Happy days are here again.
The left should be thrilled. They should be absolutely thrilled. He didn't even include the Antifa. He didn't even include BLM, even though Black Lives Matter and the anti, hey, they wrecked Ferguson. They wrecked Baltimore. They wrecked Washington, D.C. They wrecked Berkeley. Yeah. How many, Unite the Right, how many cities have they burned? I'm just checking real quick. Hey, have they burned down any cities? Did they burn down Charlottesville? Listen, Unite the Right, Jason Kessler, I think he's a disgusting human being. But there are a lot of people in this country who are trying to, and I've been saying this for years, there are a lot of people in this country who are trying to drag us back to 1968 again. Back to 1968. These are people who crave victimhood. These are people who want to distract from the real issues facing the country. Ferguson, Missouri was based on a lie. Michael Brown was a thug. Michael Brown attacked a police officer. Black Lives Matter, based on a lie, only exists to distract from the real problems of places like where Mike Brown lives. Blame somebody else. Blame history. University campuses, they're acting like it's 1968. Most of these supposed hate crimes, nooses showing up. University of Missouri, a poop swastika, done by snowflakes who crave some sort of victimhood because they've never experienced what many people in the past have gone through. But they need to create some sort of crisis so they can distract from their own pathetic selves. Your thoughts are welcome on it, guys. I'm just very frustrated. Much more audio to get to. Many more articles to get to. And, of course, your thoughts at 800-288-WBAP. Harry in Arlington. Hello, Harry, and welcome to News Talk 820 WBAP. Your thoughts, my friend.
Yeah, I saw the things in Charlottesville, and the media is getting to be like politicians. They cover things to alienate the least amount of people, especially the ones that are going to start stomping up down the street, raising all sorts of cane. I saw the two groups squared off at each other. One were out there to protest the statue, and the other were out there to protest them, and they all had helmets on and personal defense sprays, clubs, sticks, and they were all beating each other. Now, they showed up with all that stuff. So what's going on?
Well, the group Unite the Right that originally got the permit to go there and protest the taking down of the Lee statue. They showed up with defensive and perhaps even offensive gear. Both of them did. But according to the Washington Post, and this is an article, Washington Post, the fear of the violent left preceded events in Charlottesville. All right. Faith Goldie warned that the left was spinning out of control. This is from the Washington Post. Hundreds and hundreds of Antifa, weird BLM, idiots dressed like clowns, said Goldie, a reporter for a Canadian alt-right news site, The Rebel. It's got to be alt-right. It can't just be conservative. Salon can't be alt-left. It's just, it's just the Salon. Quote, this is okay as long as you're not the alt-right. The alt-right wasn't allowed to demonstrate any show of force. As if on cue, activists began chanting Black Lives Matter in the background of Goldie's shot. Chant BLM, and all of a sudden, the cops don't care. Where are the riot police now? All right? So they were expecting this. Otherwise, would it have just been another pathetic show by neo-Nazis that nobody cares? Nobody cares about them. Don't point the cameras at them. I mean, did we not learn anything the last 20 years when these idiots show up? Don't point the cameras at them. But apparently, they knew because they had seen, and I'm assuming also heard, that the Antifa, which has shown up in cities around the country, at Trump rallies around the country. By the way, another violent anti-Trump rally. They showed up for a Trump rally in Seattle over the weekend. And the Antifa was prepared and ready to go, bust in, fully equipped and ready to rock. So both of these groups are to blame. You cannot say that the Antifa did not show up armed and ready to injure. Because they did. They did. And so did, I assume, the other groups that were involved here. These are the alt-right, the neo-Nazis, the KKK, and all of that. So to pin the blame on one side is ridiculous. Anyway, your thoughts on this are welcome, guys. 800-288-WBAP. I'm going to get into a little bit more of this piece from the Washington Post. I've got some audio over the weekend, some things that some politicians who should know better said. Maxine Waters, celebrities, the usual suspects, Michael Moore, pundits over the weekend. Howard Dean said some things that were so patently offensive. I don't even know where to begin. But again, your thoughts are welcome. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227, or you can write me personally. It's carsonontheradio@gmail.com. carsonontheradio@gmail.com. I'm Rob Carson, filling in for Rick Roberts on News Talk 820 WBAP.
Horror in Charlottesville, Virginia, and so many battles since then. We're going to get into it tonight at 8 on the Chris Kroc Show. It all starts at 8, only on News Talk 820 AM WBAP.
Did you know that every dollar you put into a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value about every 20 years. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. These are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how, attend one of our free workshops. Call 866-971-8970 or go to luidfw.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to luidfw.com.
Hey folks, Brian Estridge here for Soda Weight Loss. So many WBAP listeners are going into soda and they're starting to change their life. Take Cindy, for example. So what's eating like on a typical day with the soda program?
Well, after you pass that initial week, it's really very easy because you're not very hungry at all. So you just eat the products they have and then your one meal that you cook for yourself, and it's really a breeze.
Cindy, what would you say to all the listeners who are thinking about going to soda?
Well, I think you have to be ready to be committed to it and ready to really follow the program carefully and to really make some changes in your lifestyle. But it's a program that's worked for me, and I'm a pretty tough customer. So I would just say be committed to it and be ready to walk the walk and talk the talk.
If I can do it, Cindy can do it, all of you can do it. Give them a call. Go in and sit down with them. SotaWeightLoss.com. That's SOTAWeightLoss.com. Locations in Plano and Garland. Call 800-850-80. That's 800-850-80 and schedule your consultation today. Soda, state-of-the-art weight loss.
I get asked all the time, what does it take to get on the Good Contractors list? We have a highly effective pre-screening process that starts with meeting our minimum requirements listed on our website. Then we do an in-depth face-to-face interview, background checks, and become certificate holders on the contractor's insurance. However, the two most important things we look for is, are they willing to be held accountable by us, and will they be a team player? We guarantee every job our contractors do with a $10,000 guarantee to every homeowner. That's every job, not just the jobs that come through our site. So obviously, we can't just let anyone be a part of our organization. No contractor is perfect, but having a third party that takes responsibility makes all the difference in the world when working through issues. If you want to find a good contractor who is honest and is held accountable by a third party, then the Good Contractors list is the only resource that guarantees you'll find a good contractor. Only at thegoodcontractorslist.com.
If the job's not right, we'll get it fixed. Only at the Good Contractors list.
If you owe money to the IRS, here's another tax fact you need to know. The amount the IRS claims you owe often is not correct. The agency's computers are notorious for mistakes, often charging for taxes, penalties, and interest you don't owe. If you have missing returns, the IRS might be preparing these for you, and these substitute returns can be incredibly inaccurate. Hi, I'm Dallas tax attorney Nick Namath. If the IRS is trying to track you down, call me now at 972-484-0-TAX. Your call with me is free and confidential. I'll track down the truth and explain your options. Listen, IRS agents aren't as tough as they want you to believe. In fact, they often cut deals, especially if you're in a tough financial situation. However, please don't talk to the IRS on your own. They're trained to aggressively pounce on any mistake. A small slip-up could be the difference between settling your tax problem and allowing the IRS to gain control over your assets. So call me, Nick Namath, the DFW tax attorney, at 972-484-0-TAX or visit myirsteam.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Eric Bushman, the WBAP Classic Buick GMC of Carrollton News Desk. The president condemns hate groups. We'll have the story after a look at traffic and weather on the ones. Now the classic Chevrolet.com, right now Traffic Watch and Maria Miller.
In Dallas County, some good news. Had an accident at 35E northbound approaching Wycliffe in the right lane. That has cleared, so traffic is unwinding in the immediate area. Also, once again, I want to remind everybody, 45 southbound at Overton, all lanes back open. In Carrollton, had police activity, 35E southbound at Sandy Lake. That's been moved out of the left lane, so it's off the freeway. And in Granbury, all lanes back open, 377 both directions at Old Granbury Road. Had a major wreck there earlier. With the WBAP Right Now Traffic Watch, I'm Maria Miller.
Only Classic Chevrolet has over 300 2017 Silverado Texas Edition crew cabs in stock with 65 LT demos now at the biggest discount ever, 30% off MSRP. ClassicChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
The WBAP forecast, partly sunny this afternoon, a stray shower thunderstorm possible, high around 95. It is mostly cloudy, 89 degrees at DFW Airport. President Donald Trump condemned white supremacists and neo-Nazis in a statement today from the White House, 2 days after a violent clash between protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a woman was killed after a man plowed a car into a crowd. The president said today, quote, "Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans," end quote. An Amber Alert is active for a South Texas teenager who was last seen in Dallas. 13-year-old Priscilla Isabel Martinez is believed to be with 41-year-old Rodolfo Nuncio Jr. The suspect is in a silver 2015 Dodge Ram pickup with Texas plates HFW2831. Anyone with information, call 911. And the head of Google's education effort is meeting with teachers in the Fort Worth Independent School District today. Jamie Cassop says Google is looking for leaders.
Do you think by leadership we mean can you just tell somebody what to do and they'll follow you blindly? No. We mean can you influence? Can you collaborate? Can you move someone? Can you take a step back and let someone else move?
He says schools should shift away from memorization and toward teaching kids to solve problems. He says that would help kids learn to work together. He says machines are taking away many manufacturing jobs, so kids need to prepare for jobs that may not even exist yet. Texas business real-time numbers on Wall Street. The Dow up 128 points, NASDAQ up 83, the S&P 500 up by 25. Again, the high today, 95. It is 89 degrees. From the WBAP Newsroom, I'm Eric Bushman.
For breaking news delivered right to your phone, text WBAP to 68683.
News Talk 820, WBAP, WBAP.com.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
That wasn't good enough. You can't blame the left for the most obvious acts of violence that we've seen over the last 8 months. You can't point that out. You have to specifically talk about the groups that the left and the MSM want you to talk about. You have to condemn them. Otherwise, they're going to throw a massive temper tantrum. That's what we saw over the weekend, a massive temper tantrum by the media, some people in politics. A massive temper tantrum because he didn't say what they wanted to hear. They loved what he said. Don't get me wrong. Because everybody who is anti-Trump, particularly the leftist media, they were glad to hear that he didn't point it out so they could twist it and they could say, well, by not saying their names, by not saying and specifying their names, it's tacitly supporting them. I don't know. Yeah, I voted for Donald Trump. I didn't vote for a racist. I didn't hear any dog whistles. The dog whistle I heard was that less regulation, lower taxes, repeal of Obamacare, strengthening the border would make our country stronger. That was a dog whistle I heard. I didn't go, oh, he hates black people. All right. Woo, bring out the torches, baby. Give me a break. It's not 1968. And by the way, this idiot group that organizes Unite the Right with Jason Kessler, they are such a tiny group of people. Antifa's happening all over the country. Antifa's happening all over the country. And I mentioned it. The inauguration. The Women's March. Oh, gosh. That was choice. That was Unite the Left. That was Unite the Left. Over 75 leftist groups, many funded by George Soros. That was Unite the Left. I mean, this is just a ragtag band of, I won't call them rednecks because rednecks aren't bad people like this. Just awful white supremacists decided to tag along, go along for the ride. What they did Friday night with the torches, that was just despicable. Honestly, just despicable, inflammatory, awful. And then what happened on Saturday with them arriving to march and being met by the Antifa and other leftist groups like Black Lives Matter. By the way, Katie Couric said that somebody threw urine on a couple of members of her team there. That is a very common thing with the left. I was in Washington, D.C. when the idiotic Occupy, the Occupy movement, right? And I was downtown in Washington, D.C. Around Thanksgiving hosting a run, and there were 50,000 people in this run. And I was right here in this plaza where these, I called it Camp Stinky, set up camp. And these are radical leftists who have no jobs. And now, by the way, are members of the Antifa. They, you know, and BLM probably. But they were there, just an unfocused mob. They had to set up rape tents because of the number of sexual assaults happening in these tents all around the country. And my son was verbally assaulted, nearly physically assaulted by one of these fools. But that's what the left has been doing in this country for a number of years now. And that's what culminated in Charlottesville. The president condemned both sides. Wasn't good enough. The left needs to hear only one side condemned, while the Black Lives Matter, while the approved groups, the Antifa, remain completely unscathed. Have you heard Nancy Pelosi talk about the Berkeley protest? Have you heard her talking about the anti-Trump protests where Antifa showed up and injured people? Have you heard about the marches with Black Lives Matter saying F the police, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon? Have you heard that? Have you heard that? Is any Democrat politician, Keith Ellison, has he said anything about that? I don't think so. Jason in Flower Mound has been nice enough to hold. Jason, welcome to News Talk 820 WBAP. I'm Rob Carson filling in for Rick Roberts. Go.
Hey, Rob, you know who's silent and absent from this conversation?
Who?
The ACLU. ACLU won the right at a Supreme Court case back in 1981 or 82 for the Nazis the Klan to march on Skokie.
Yes.
And this is one of their legacies right here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hate to say this, Jason. They had the right to do it. I think that the Klan, they are despicable, awful people. I think, like I mentioned earlier, anybody who subscribes to a neo-Nazi ideology, the Westboro Baptist people, they're despicable person. They are despicable people.
They have the right to do this, but where is the ACLU right now saying they have the right to do this?
That's exactly right. Well, the ACLU, they were probably as bad in 1981, but they have skewed so left. They always defend the left. They never defend the right, Jason. Thanks for the phone call, though. You know, do I need to say it again, kids? Do I need to say it again that the First Amendment is there to protect unpopular speech? Easy to protect popular speech. I like ice cream. That's something I could get behind. I like ice cream too. People didn't fight and die so people could say I like ice cream. They said it so we can protect those who think differently, even if it's despicable, even if it is distasteful, even hateful. I don't want everybody in the country to think alike. I don't. Rusty and Emery on the line. Hello, Rusty. Welcome to News Talk 820 WBAP. Go.
Hey, good to talk to you there, Rob.
Thank you, buddy.
I guess I'm a kind of a redneck. I'm 59 years old. And I fly a rebel flag, but I'm in no way no supremacist. You know, it's all about history.
Okay.
But if they want to tear down all them statues and all that stuff, I think they can just go ahead and do it. But they need to go ahead and get rid of them movies and books like The Roots, Gone with the Wind, you know, and maybe put a big box around Abraham Lincoln up there on the lawn so nobody has to look at it. But then it's going to turn back around and they're going to be saying Martin Luther King needs to be coming off street names.
Yeah, it's never enough. And I'm going to get into this very shortly. Rusty, thanks for the phone call, my brother. I'm going to get into a terrific column in the Dallas Morning News over the weekend about taking down Confederate monuments. And where do we stop? Where do we stop with it? Your thoughts on what happened this weekend? Did Donald Trump not say enough? What? Okay. Did he not say enough on Saturday? Is what he said today too late? Do we have white supremacists in the White House? I mean, come on. Think about this. Do we have white supremacists in the White House? I mean, come on. I mean, remember when you said, well, we might have Barack Obama, the way he talks about Islam. Maybe we've got somebody who's actually an Islamist in the White House, or if not, certainly has sympathies toward that group. I mean, the guy disrespected Benjamin Netanyahu, destroyed the relationship with Israel. I mean, couldn't you say there's a real evidence there? The guy might have leaned towards being anti-Semitic. But you can't say that. But by gosh, you can say Steve Bannon's a Nazi. You can say Stephen Smith is anti-Semitic. I'm going to get it. Oh, I've got some audio. Howard Dean said some things that honestly the most hateful stuff I've ever heard, basically saying, well, if you hire Jewish people, it doesn't mean you're not anti-Semitic. It may be that you're just using them as labor like the Nazis did. He said it. This is one of the things that was said this week. It's so over the top. I don't know where we go from here. Bill from Bedford, you'll be up next. Your call's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. You can write me, carson@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook at Rob Carson Show. We'll be back in a few minutes on News Talk 820 WBAP.
Here is your WBAP Right Now Traffic Watch. In Dallas County, I am seeing delays 30 westbound at Harwood all the way back to Woodall Rogers. Tarrant County, 35W southbound between Basswood and Western Center. A little bit of a delay due to ongoing road work. Rosedale at Forest Park Boulevard, there is an accident. Also, Risinger Road at Garden Springs. With the WBAP Right Now Traffic Watch, I'm Maria Miller.
We'll be dealing with it for days. The fallout from Charlottesville. We'll have the very latest. And isn't it about time that the majority of Republicans in Texas stop letting the Democrats choose our Speaker of the House? There's a caucus to talk about it. Is your representative going to attend? It's all coming up tomorrow on the Chris Salcedo Show. See you at 9. News Talk 820 WBAP.
Say, Bob, you're an accountant. Want to settle a bet for us?
Okay.
I think we should pay off our credit card with the highest rate.
And I think we should pay off our card with the highest balance.
So, who's right?
You both are. Look, you're my friends, so I'll give you some free advice. Get a no-fee, low-interest personal loan from EECU Credit Union. You can get a rate as low as 5.99% APR, pay off your credit cards, and save thousands of dollars. You can even get your money the same day. Just call EECU at 800-344-5550.
Why EECU?
Well, 5.99% 9% APR is one of the best rates in the country, but I like EECU because they're a local lender with a friendly staff and a simple online application. Check it out at eecu.org/820 or call 800-344-5550.
So, Bob, if this is really free advice, you're picking up the tab, right?
Only if you call 800-344-5550 or go to eecu.org/820. This offer is available to anyone in the DFW Metroplex. Membership restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions apply. Call 800-344-5550 for details.
Partnership
Friendships can be a wonderful thing. Together, people can achieve things they never could alone. But sometimes good partnerships go bad. When that happens, people together achieve less than they could alone, or so they believe. Marriage is like that. But it's also much more than that. On the one hand, marriage is by far the most important partnership anyone will ever join. Everything people own or care about, even kids, become a sort of partnership property. On the other hand, marriage is also a lifetime commitment, for better or for worse. That makes marriage a unique partnership. Personal success is less important than partnership success. Unfortunately, the marital partnership is a fragile one. Only one partner's vote is necessary to destroy it. Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Our firm represents men whose partners have cast that vote.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Dallas-Fort Worth area attorneys. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Dallas, Fort Worth, and St. Louis. Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com. /ransomware to learn more.
Covering the Metroplex 24/7. News at the top and bottom of every hour. Breaking stories at once.
News Talk 820.
WBAP.
WBAP.com.
WBAP.com.
Coming up next hour, we've got somebody who was there in Charlottesville over the weekend. Patriot Media is a group. They're a bunch of Gadsden flag waving patriots, but because they talk like this, then they must be racist. We're going to talk to one of the founders of this group. They were there, and they say, and I've seen several reports of this, the police actually herded the racists, the people who were there to protest the taking down of the General Lee statue in Charlottesville, through the Antifa. And the Antifa attacked. And the Antifa attacked them. Almost immediately. And do you remember the presser? Did you watch the presser on Saturday morning? When Donald Trump said, didn't say enough. All right? Did not say enough.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
Okay, did not say enough. Immediately afterward, several of the media members immediately went after, don't you think you need to denounce whatever? Don't you think the reason why this is on the rise is because you haven't said anything? They want to pin this on Donald Trump. So what he said on Saturday was perfect for the media. Absolutely perfect. One of the things he said towards the end of that event was talking about how we need to relish our history. That's dog whistle now, by the way.
I think it's worth saying just about the president's statement, though. Towards the end, he says we have to cherish our history. In the context of an event that was held to defend Confederate statues in Charlottesville, Virginia, to say we need to cherish our history, to me, sounds like a dog whistle to the Unite the Right demonstrators. So
you know, the amazing thing about dog whistles is that only leftist media members can hear it. The rest of us are like, what? I didn't hear anything. Jamal Bowie, Meet the Press. That's what he had to say on Saturday. Can't cherish our history, you see. That's a dog whistle. If you cherish our history, then that's sending out a signal to white supremacists that the sins of our past are okay. Let's bring them back. Tony in Charlottesville. Welcome to News Talk 820 WBAP. Tony, welcome. Go.
Thank you. Hello. Yes.
Charlottesville is normally a very peaceful town. Yeah. Everyone seems to get along really well, and we don't have too many problems. What has happened is there is a constant battle between Jason Kessler and Wes Bellamy, and Wes Bellamy is the vice mayor. He's been known to say some very racist things against white people. So that's been going on for quite some time.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so anyway, I see in the liner that most people at the rally are not from there. Of course, that's perfectly
right.
They came in this group of racists with Jason Kessler. I don't know this guy. He sounds like an awful person. He's there to protest the removal of the statue, and then the Antifa hears this, Black Lives Matter hears this. They both go armed. I don't know if the white supremacists went armed to defend themselves. I do believe the Antifa, as they do all over the country, they are there to be offensive. They are there to wreck the place. What are your thoughts on both groups and their motives and Who was the real problem here? I mean, they're both problems, don't get me wrong, Tony, but your thoughts on either group, please.
Antifa started it. The right group did come in bearing arms. The arms were there just because they have the right to do that in the state of Virginia.
Yes. Now, Tony, there were people there with assault rifles. They were dressed in military garb. I heard a couple of them interviewed who said that they aren't taking sides. They were there because they wanted to protect the people who were doing the protest, their right to free speech. That's why they said they were there. Do you believe that?
I'm skeptical.
Okay. All right. What has this done to your town, Tony? What's it like today in Charlottesville?
I'll tell you, it's very sad here now. It's usually not like this. And friends are looking at each other like, which side do you come down on? That kind of thing. But I'll tell you, I've spoken with some of my black friends and some of my white friends, and we're all of the same mind that we just wish that the outsiders hadn't gotten here, because things would have been a lot smoother.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been through Charlottesville a number of times. I lived in the D.C. area, and it's a lovely place. And the people of Charlottesville certainly did not deserve this. But I really, really appreciate you calling in today from Charlottesville there, Tony. And I'll keep you in my thoughts and prayers, all of the people of Charlottesville, okay?
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and the mayor was removing the statue. And that is, to some, a provocative act. And there are those who feel like people like General Lee served with honor, followed orders. It was a gigantic rift in the country, torn apart. I've been to Antietam. I used to go and drive to Gettysburg when I needed solace. And all I could think was both sides who fought and died there. And I didn't look down my nose at them. A lot of these were just poor people following orders, not slave owners. But I understand also, you know, the monument and what they mean to some people who are sons of the Confederacy versus people who were, you know, African-American descendants of slaves. Your thoughts on this and more audio on the way. Bill, Alex, Pete, I'm going to have to get to you after the top of the hour, so if you don't mind holding, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. The number here, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We're going to get into what maybe really happened there, what I'm hearing, that the police didn't act and actually sent the racist protesters into the Antifa, and the Antifa attacked them. By the way, the ACLU has condemned law enforcement's action in Charlottesville. And this is the first time that I've ever seen the ACLU with its head out of its rear end. ACLU of Virginia involved in a spat with the state's governor over the events that took place over the weekend. Claire Gastinaga, executive director of the ACLU of Virginia, has responded with a statement defending the group. She said the city tried to revoke the protest permit, claiming the number of people involved would be manageable. However, the city did not also seek to revoke a permit for the counter-protester group. I didn't know they had it. They didn't have a... I've never heard that the Antifa had a permit. They never do. Even though it was considered expected to be considerably larger, and it was. She says, in light of those facts, the judge couldn't get beyond the fact that the city hadn't revoked all permits for demonstrations downtown on Saturday. Castanaga's statement says responsibility for the violence lies not with the ACLU, but with the police, who stood passively by. Okay? She said, and they're, by the way, challenging the city with a lawsuit, it is a responsibility of law enforcement to ensure safety of both protesters and counter-protesters. The policing on Saturday was not effective in preventing violence. Well, no kidding, kids! She says, I was there, brought concerns directly to the Secretary of Public Safety and the head of the Virginia State Police about the way the barricades in the park limiting access by the arriving protesters and the lack of any physical separation of the protesters and counter-protesters on the street were contributing to a potential act of violence. They did not respond. In fact, the law enforcement was standing passively by, seeming to be waiting for a violence to take place so that they would be able to have the grounds to declare an emergency. Declare an unlawful assembly and clear the area. That's what it was. That's what it was. There has been a lot of sickening rhetoric since Saturday on both sides of the political equation. One piece that stood out to me, and we've seen the lowest of the low. We've had pundits say that there are Nazis in the White House. It's not true. It's BS. It's inflammatory. And the left, a lot of the times, if they can't gain traction, or if one of their talking points is tired, like racism, they move on to something else. They moved on from racism to white privilege, and now they moved on to white supremacy. And white supremacy has never been a big deal in this country, at least since Martin Luther King Jr. Yes, there are white supremacists. There aren't very many of them. I'm going to wrap things up with this quote from Anna Navarro from CNN, which is just disgusting.
Consoler in chief, be the healer in chief. This was such a moment for him, and he blew it to such a level in order to pander to members of his base who he did not want to antagonize. At a moment when the country so badly needed to hear from the president of the United
States. The president is not your father. We don't need to be consoled by the president.
States about healing and unity and condemning white supremacy and condemning racism and condemning neo-Nazis. He was a coward. He didn't have the spine to behave like the leader of the United States.
This whole thing has been another excuse for the left to go after Donald Trump. Whenever there's blood in the water, they dive on it. They make it bigger than it was. I'm not saying how Donald Trump treated this over the weekend was the best way to do it, but he did say on Monday he condemned the three groups that the left wanted him to condemn. He also included the Antifa. See, that's not on the checklist. It's not on the checklist of the left. They can't have that condemned. Nancy Pelosi hasn't condemned that. Keith Ellison hasn't condemned the Antifa. Don Lemon on CNN, and we'll get to it in the next episode of the podcast, defended and actually obfuscated what the Antifa is all about.
I feel that to be shameful, and I'm glad Republicans...
Oh, shame. Your condescension is so just honestly grotesque.
Republicans are calling him out on it. I'm glad elected leaders in the Republican Party are finally stopping looking the other way and confronting the fact that he's not only unfit to be president. In my book, his lack of empathy, his lack of leadership, his lack of courage, he's unfit to be human.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here's what I have to say to you, Democrats, and F you. I mean, F you. Honestly. How far are you going to take this? He's not even fit to be human. How far are you going to take this as we broach a civil war in this country? Unbelievable. All right. I want to thank our sponsors, particularly Dr. Alex Nelson, fountainoflifecairo.com is his website. And honestly, I got to tell you, chiropractic has changed my life. All right. And it can maintain you when you have aches and pains and issues. Fountainoflifecairo.com, 816-741-4711, 816-741-4711. Also, grassmonsterskc.com, grassmonsterskc.com. The best self-propelled zero-turning radius mowers from Dixie Chopper made in Indiana and Hustler Mowers made in Kansas. They are the best. Guys, have a great day. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Facebook, RobCarsonShow.com, Twitter, Rob Carson.
Thanks for listening to The Rob Carson Show. Friend him on Facebook at Carson Show, on Twitter at Rob Carson, and on Instagram, I think Facebook and Twitter are enough for now. We'll see you soon.